What is up, peeps? It is time for another brand new podcast episode of Chibi No Podcast. You got me, David the Smash Fan.
Smiles, your tech guy.
It's Heather.
Japorio, am I muted?
No, we heard you, Paul.
Okay, good. Just making sure. Oh
my God. It was not muted.
But oh, you weren't here when I played new music for everyone, right?
I haven't even finished the intro yet.
No, Hobby said Sharking.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I said me.
I didn't. I wasn't here.
Tell me. Oh, so no. So last, I don't know if you heard that podcast episode last, but like I had little intros for everyone, like music that I thought or clips that I thought would resonate with people. So I put Diego's, as a joke, I put this one as Diego. Tell me if you recognize this one.
Oh my God.
I wish you know could hear everybody.
Here, I'll let it do it one more time.
Okay, I'll do it one time.
Okay.
So that part is no one ever fights it. It's like, oh yeah,
that's
him.
That's Diego. Yeah, that's Diego.
But his was actually this one. Oh no, that's Paul. It was this one. You might not know. I didn't know until Diego told me it. But it's from JoJo.
Oh, JoJo, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then Paul, Japan felt like disrespected.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you have one for me planned?
No, because I was thinking of one. Because you haven't been to yourself in a long time, so I haven't had that planned. Then I had Japan was this one. Do you know where this is from, right?
I know the beat.
Come on, you can do it. Think. It's very fitting.
It's very fitting. Think you must know.
Okay, so I we're kind of recapping what happened last time, but if you ever talked about Japorion, he doesn't. He says that he's out of his reign of otaku days. But
no, you're still king.
According to him, again, I can only go by his word. He was the first person in Utah, or one of the only people. Okay, well, no one recognized his cosplay.
Okay, there you go. You
as L.
Yeah, that happened.
I think Heather did a better L.
I'm not saying he didn't.
Oh,
or, yeah, light. Sorry, light.
Light.
But apparently, no one knew him because he had watched it before everyone else did or read it.
Apparently,
I only met like one person, Dressed for Ryuk, and that was cool. He was a tennis ball, that's ice, but that's about it.
Well, if you ever do a song for me, do We Are from One Piece.
No, I'm gonna choose a better one.
That is a great one, you bastard.
I didn't say it was a great one. I'm just saying.
Would you choose that over Halo?
Stop making Miles sad.
I hate you.
Always to be.
Your
clip.
Your noise to me.
Your clip.
I don't know.
Well, that's not.
That was very under, yeah. That was under dramatic.
I'd have to think about it. I'd really have to think about it.
Okay, if you don't, I will, and I don't think you want me
David,
to pick
just
it.
David, David, now you
I
can
think
just do it,
regardless.
David.
Do it.
Why does she get to pick her own song?
Yeah, I didn't pick mine.
For her own, just do the wah, wah, wah.
No, it has to be something like.
Think about
anime
it.
Or game related.
Brainstorm. Mm. Pray about it.
Her falling off the map in Smash Bros.
Game. Yeah, game.
Oh, we still have Boruto Senpai's soundboard as well.
Oh, yeah, his is cool. You'll love this. His is this one.
You're a third-rate duelist with a fourth-rate deck.
I love it. What was yours, Dave?
Mine was this one.
Nerd!
It's one of these
before. That works. Oh, you want to hear?
I'll play it again.
Nerd! You guys didn't
Simpsons
know.
Lover over here.
I have other Simpsons one I would have picked, and I probably will pick more. But
that works. I'm good with it.
Anyway. As you guys know, this is a podcast where we're nerdy people talking about nerdy things. I know it's a shock. Yeah, I know. But we do that all the time. Today's episode, one of the main topics is going to be about One Piece live action. We're going to get to that in a little bit. I know there might be a lot of people that want to hear that first. But we have news first before we go into that. All right. So, and one other main topic before. But the first piece of news is... For those, I'm pretty sure, I think everyone here, did everyone watch the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem movie?
I still have not.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes? Heather?
Host?
We lost him.
Hello?
You haven't lost me. What was your question about Ninja
wow.
Turtles?
Get off
did
your
you,
cell phone.
Did you watch the new one?
Yes, I did. I watched it with my brother.
Okay. Heather, did you watch it?
Yes, I did. I watched it with the kids.
Okay. Did you guys enjoy it?
Yeah, we had a
good time. I absolutely loved it.
Okay. Well,
and the vomiting scene was the best part. It was hilarious. I was laughing.
I hated that. I hated that so much.
Hey, you're fun.
So fun.
What's the number one rule that David created for this podcast?
What, which one did he break?
Always turn down your cell phones.
You must be a nerd to be in. I think that was my first rule. Second rule was the cell phone thing.
The nude?
No.
What nude?
Said news.
Oh, we have nudes?
No, I don't.
Achievement podcast.
Achievement podcast. We don't talk about nudes.
Achievement podcast. Hobbies on our calendar.
He is. If we were to have if we were to have a Chino podcast calendar, your hobby would be all 12 months.
Have an
up for the calendar.
Apple in his mouth. And
okay, sorry, correction. Sorry, it would be Javi and Boricua Senpai. Just those.
You have to have Jose though. He has to be like the N one where like you have all presenting all 12. You know where it shows all the little mini pictures.
Sent to that if he was the Mike Wazowski where his face kept getting covered up in every picture.
That actually would be pretty
cool. What he cares about as long as his face is
he doesn't like pictures of him.
Well, cover him up with George Lopez.
You could do the back.
He won't know the difference.
Bruno Mars. Yeah.
There we go. It'll be Shark King, Boricua Senpai, and Jose.
The nude of Jose will be just his butt for you, Heather. Just the back turn with his butt.
For Jose.
For Jose.
She gets it for free. Why would she pay for it?
Barely get it for free. He doesn't ever let me see the butt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We should make a request.
If
you're listening for this, Jose, your wife needs some of that. So
needs more butt that you don't show her.
She needs you to back that thing up, okay?
Just to her.
Yeah, just to her. No one else. Just to her. There we go. There we go, Heather. We did the outreach.
I feel like this is a backroom talk.
Yeah. It's okay. Sometimes they kind of intertwine.
Achieve the podcast.
Achieve the podcast. We got off topic here. The point was...
What about the turtles?
Some calendar and butts, but we want to talk to you about Ninja Turtles.
Anyway, they're making a game, which apparently is going to be a sequel to the movie, which... It's kind of weird because we had heard that they're going to have a spin-off series of Raph, right? I think.
Aren't they doing the Ronin game?
I thought it was just going to be
a game.
Actual...
It's a Ronin game, yeah. They're making a Ronin game. But I guess that's not connected.
That's something different.
This is based off the actual movie that came out.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Okay.
So this is going to be set right after the movie ended, which is them in high school, which was kind of weird. But I don't know. That's kind of weird as to have it as a sequel game. Like, how do you guys feel?
So they're basically saying, if you want to know what happens between this and the TV show, you have to finish the game.
You know, they actually did that for the... What was the one that came out that everybody liked? It was the CGI one that they made. Was it 06 or 07? Remember that one? The one that they did?
07. It was the Nickelodeon's for when they first took over it.
Yeah, thanks, host. That movie, when it came out, I believe they had a game and it was actually a sequel after that. Because I remember like Leo went out to train or something. I played the game a long time ago on the Xbox, and it actually took place like in between the game and the movie, and actually carried over a little past. Do you remember that? You went and did like a training scene with Leo, and Raph had to come find him. It was like part of the intro levels.
I think that's one I didn't play.
It was based off the actual movie version or the movie of that. So that's the last time I remember there having like an adaptation, if that makes sense.
That continued the story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is weird because they're continuing the story in a series, but they're also doing it with a game. So that's where I think it's kind of weird. If it was like one or the other, okay, but they're doing both.
Capitalizing on it pretty heavy.
We're kind of los dos.
Right.
So aren't they going to make a second movie then? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
So this would be like almost 1.5 maybe of the story. I don't know.
Potentially?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I didn't watch it, but I heard Shredder's kind of like teased at for the next one.
Are you going to watch it?
Maybe one day.
Yeah, he's teased at the end.
Okay. Maybe
spoilers, David.
He doesn't care. No.
I don't care.
Every time. Why? Always spoilers with you guys.
Diego.
Spoiler brothers.
Look at him. He doesn't care.
You know what? Super spoiler brothers.
Hey, you know what? Since he's not...
That's a nickname.
David, since he's not here, since Diego's not here, I found out that ending from Diego.
Oh, see, that's not my fault, man.
Yes, I really did. I found that route yesterday.
I'm not surprised.
See, that's not my fault,
then.
Very
core.
Yeah, not my fault. So
Diego's
it was already
spoiler king.
Doesn't matter.
That's what we say.
That's when he is two episodes ahead on the One Piece live action. I told him, shut up. He's like, what? It's like, I don't want to listen to you. Because he'll spoil it. He'll spoil something.
You know what's funny? When you said no spoilers, I'm like, what am I going to spoil to you? You know what happens.
Yeah, but
that's what I was thinking. I'm like, what am I going to spoil to you? Hey, you know what happens. There's nothing new.
They can diss it on the third movie. Come on.
Huh?
They can add a different character in the second
movie. No, talking about One Piece.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Paul. Get off your phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when he said...
We need him to stay awake.
Yeah, when he said like...
It's true. I need to keep myself busy.
Need to stay him away.
When he said no spoilers, I'm just like, what am I going to spoil to you? They're not going to... It's not like any other anime adaptation where they're going to steer like to the left.
You don't know that.
You don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
With Oda, he wouldn't let him do that.
Fullmetal Alchemist? The original Fullmetal Alchemist?
This is Oda, though. Oda gave a shit.
Yeah.
We got examples.
And that was a movie.
No, I'm talking about the TV show.
The Fullmetal Alchemist?
The first movie? Alchemist. The TV show.
Oh, that sucked.
It took it to the left, though.
It still sucked. It doesn't matter. Anyway. Point is, it's going to be interesting. I don't know. We guys play the game? To know about the story?
Probably. I watched the YouTube video.
Heather, will you just play like the game?
You'll read the synopsis of the...
I'm reading it. We talk about this. Okay, sorry.
Jose will probably play the game.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for David to beat Jedi Survivor, so no.
Me too.
That's a good game.
You too?
I'm waiting for that too.
Waiting for that day that you beat it. One sec.
And then I need to play Fallen Order.
Yeah, no, let me rephrase that. I'm still waiting for him to beat Fallen Order that came out in like 2018.
Oh, yeah, Fallen Order and then Survivor.
Wow.
Those are both very good games.
I still haven't played it, and Shark King has played it twice within that time frame when I started.
See, at least Alan is also true.
That's true.
It's also true.
Do it.
You got to beat on Grandmaster.
Stream it.
You don't have to do that. Yeah.
Souls experience. Do it for Jose. Do it for Jose.
Yeah, stream it. Achievement Podcast.
We're still doing our Soul Link, so...
You wouldn't want to see me rage during the last boss on that one.
Yeah.
I didn't think the last boss was that hard.
On Grandmaster? She's a cheating bitch. I hate her.
I wouldn't know. I don't know about cheating girls. I don't know about that. So anyway, next piece.
The One Piece?
No, we're not talking about the One Piece yet.
Got to find the treasure, damn it.
They showed a new trailer for Godzilla Minus One. So, I kind of wish Mr. Mister was here because he's the biggest Godzilla fan.
But he wouldn't care, though.
No. He does care. He doesn't care about the legacy Monarch of Monsters or whatever that's called. Monarch Legacy of Monsters or whatever. Because that one, they're using the character models of the Godzilla movies and the monster verse that they did. But it's a completely separate universe. So that's why he doesn't care about that Apple TV series. But this one he does. So this one, if you haven't seen the trailer, it's basically Godzilla attacks after Japan has been decimated by World War II and all that happened there. So that's why it's called zero, like minus one, because they're going beyond already having nothing. It looks really interesting. I like the model that they have for Godzilla. We haven't seen like a full reveal like of his face. Like we see him roaring and all that stuff, but it looks pretty cool.
Yeah. I watched that. I was able to watch it as well, too. Like, I really got my attention. I think it actually plays a good part. Then you showed me some other trailer before we actually met up. I was really confused.
Because they showed a trailer for the Monarch Legacy of Monsters. That was the Apple TV series, which Japorion thought it was. That was going to be the minus one. I don't know. He got confused, and so I had to clarify it for him, but I found out that it's coming out worldwide December 1st. So I think Mr. Mitch is going to be really, really happy about that.
So December's going to be a good time then.
Mm-hmm.
Let me plug in some of the news as well, too, like I forgot to mention. December 8th, the new Ghibli movie is going to be available to be released in America.
They got a new Ghibli movie coming?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
The Boy and the Heron.
The Boy and the what?
Heron.
Heron.
Interesting.
Not harem.
I didn't.
I'm just making sure everyone understood.
Don't worry, Diego's not here.
Don't worry, David. They'll make a harem version of it.
Oh my gosh, you're serious.
I love that thing. That's so good.
But yeah, so this particular movie is basically, there's a lot of hype because the guy who made Spirited Away, Hayao Miyazaki, people already know him. You don't know, now you know. This guy came back from retirement to make this movie. So people are really looking forward to his work.
Well, it's not even that. Like, I think they announced today or yesterday this is not his final film.
He came back for retirement. He's not going to go back to retirement because that would be kind of dumb just for one movie. He should make more movies.
Some people do that. Did you go for one more?
Let them live their lives, man.
Jackie Chan's still doing stuff
his work. He doesn't want to. He's very a perfectionist when it comes to his movie. And he's a really bad father to his kid.
Well, and he hates anime.
No, well, seriously, because his kid actually released a movie as well, and he actually saw the screening of that movie as well, and he basically called his kid out, like, make horrible movies in a way. He's tough.
That's why he's being a good father.
I was going to say, Jose would approve.
All right. He's a good father then.
Not all people can be like Jose, right? And just beat the crap out of their kids.
3 years old, maybe. But if he's an adult,
yeah, he's an adult. He's making films.
He needs the honest review.
Yeah, he walk out and tell the truth. So it's exciting. So December's going to be a good month for movies, I guess, if we have new movies.
December's always a good month. And I just figured out my sound. It should be some kind of a Christmas music.
No, I'm not playing Christmas music. Ever with you on here, Heather. I'm sorry. That's a big no.
Never dies, okay?
It does.
Christmas lives forever.
It may live in your heart, but in this house and in this podcast, it's dead from January to December.
Cindy Lou Who's singing, "Where Are You Christmas?" Just that little line.
And where is she now? She hates it.
Didn't she walk, like, grew up to be, like, a horrible person?
It happens to a lot of people, actually.
Cindy Lou, the actress.
She was bullied by kids in her school.
Yeah, because look, Christmas is all time for her. That's why.
No, it's
the
terrible.
From the movie, it's Cindy Lou Who. And at the last name, she just added R-E at the end.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, I will find something more appropriate. I'm not playing Christmas music here. That is the forbidden.
We're not playing damn Christmas music in September.
I love it, though.
Heather, shut your dirty
mouth. If you come more consistently, I'll think about it.
You will not. Even if I come every time, you will not.
Oh, you don't know that.
We won't know that until you show up every time.
We have all these witnesses here.
Heather, I showed you. You know, you need to go live down in Yellowstone where it's Christmas all year because I was so triggered.
No,
you and I both got to get out of
keep
there.
Your word to that, David, because you didn't keep your word to read all of One Piece.
I'm still reading. He's reading. You know, there's 1,000 chapters plus. I can't get through that.
To be fair, Diego did it in 2 months.
So long. It took so long for you to start.
Well, you know, okay, it did. But do you know why? Because I wasn't going to start until Diego watched Coco. And that took what, like a year? A year plus?
That's true.
But then it took you a while for you to start after that, though.
Yeah, and I'm not like invested like you guys are into it. Like, I'm liking it more, but I'm still not super invested. So it doesn't cross my mind to read it every day.
What arc are you at?
They're with Vivi right now, and they're heading to Alabasta right now.
Okay.
And they just fished out that man lady. I don't know.
Is the lady man?
Always
the
lady man?
Always on the spoiler.
Yeah.
Yvonne's girl?
I don't remember the name.
Oh. I won't say anything.
Because Luffy ate all the bait, and so they're trying to...
Of course he did.
So they're trying to fish, and they have this, like, guy that's dressed up like a girl. I don't know his name.
Wait.
I just barely got there.
Did he look like a flamingo?
Yeah.
Oh.
Favorite character right there.
See, I'm getting through it. It's just taking a while.
No, you're fine. He was based off of Jim Carrey, the Dumb and Dumber design. Is where Oda got that design.
Harry?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he based it off of Harry.
Took care of it, Harry. No, that's not Harry. What's the name?
You're talking about Bo-chan, right?
Yeah, I don't remember the name.
Bo-chan, yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, see, Heather? I'm getting there. Calm down. So anyway, Christmas music, so maybe. If you got more, that's the point. Oh, okay.
I'll try.
You'll try, okay. That's all we can ask
this
for.
This guy, right?
Yeah, it's that dude.
Yeah, Bo-chan. He's hilarious.
Kids and like.
Paul's here.
I am.
He has kids. Although he does use his kid for very, very, like, tons of excuses, but he's here.
Somehow I'm committed. I am part kid, so I count as another one as well. So, yeah.
Your face, David, is just bad.
You can leave Jose and Anna to take care of the kids together. There you go. That'd be nice. They can play with Tenma.
He'll probably sleep with her.
That's okay.
He's a good nephew.
Yeah, he's a good nephew. All right. Anyway, before we go to One Piece,
we have one talk about the prequel, right?
What?
No.
Because I know that Boruto Senpai didn't only watch one episode, so we really can't contribute much. I wanted to talk about this, and I sent this out. I talked this actually with Boruto Senpai and with Jeporion earlier this week, but I put it in our chat, and I kind of wanted to hear what your thoughts were. Boruto Senpai, I'll have you explain how this topic came about, because it came because of what you sent me.
Well, relax on the came part. Okay, that's the subject at hand. But it's I sent him a thing on IG, and it's you know how those popular YouTube channels or whatever, they interview people and they ask dumb questions. So the question was, what was your worst date? The chick just says that the guy played, after she went home with him, the guy played the Pokemon theme song, the English one, before they had sex. And that was the worst date ever. So David said that would be interesting, because he said he would play it before doing the deed. So he wants to know what we would play before doing the deed.
And specifically, it would be like an anime or like a game related. I don't want to hear like what you actually play. I want to hear what you would play.
So wait.
I mean, if you actually play it, then go ahead. I mean, that's fine.
Question. I have a question. Okay. Is this when you lose your virginity?
No, this is you getting it on, or pre-workout, I don't know.
Pre-workout.
So what song pre-workout would you play that you're going to have during sex?
Or to get you and the girl in the mood. Again, this is just all like, I don't think it ever would work, but if it did, cool. But
Michael Jackson beat it.
No, I want an anime song or a video game song. I don't want nothing like from those artists.
Blink-182, what's my
name? No.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me think about this.
Oh, I thought he had. Okay.
I didn't realize video games was part of it, so that actually may change my answer, although my answer was pretty good for anime. But.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like yours. Okay, wait. Boruto Senpai, go first, because you did tell me two of them last night. And I busted up laughing because they're pretty good ones.
The one I really enjoy is Touch Off by Uberworld. The one that's at the beginning, the first season for The Promised Neverland. Sounds pretty hype, and I feel that would be good for me.
If
you guys know this one that keeps yelling,
that's a good song. That's a good song.
That gets freaking intense. That's why I'm like, dang. Boruto Senpai is going to go like all out with this song. He's going to pump it up too much.
Oh my God.
Hey, you got to get in the mood.
See, he agrees. Why is he looking at me that way? Boruto Senpai, he agreed. He's like, yeah.
That's a good song, yeah.
Sorry, the last comment just cracked me up.
Which comment?
Davis is pump it up.
He's pumped up.
Oh, yeah. Not like that, okay?
Okay.
What was the other one that you told me?
Was it the Naruto one?
You are my friend. Which one was it?
Please don't let it be that one.
I couldn't hear you. What are you guys laughing at?
He said that you are my friend.
Oh, hey, that works too. I wouldn't care.
I would hate that. You are my friend.
Hey, the deed is still done, okay? That's part of the...
Hey, that girl said it was the worst date ever. They still had sex.
I'm just saying. Yeah, but come on. Yeah. It's a Pokemon theme song.
How far do you get through in the song?
No, they say that because they're embarrassed. Clearly they liked it. And yeah. It's memorable.
It's a nice you'll never forget.
They'll come back for more.
They'll come back for more.
Oh, you're supposed to be Attack on Titan song, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, the first one. I don't know what it says, but that one's pretty hype.
Yeah, and he's having, like, these intense songs. They're pretty good.
All right.
Okay, Jeporo.
I got it. I got two as well.
Okay.
One is the video game, and this is a very popular one. You guys, when you hear it, you guys are going to be like, oh, I know this song.
Hold on. Final Fantasy VII?
It's in music. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
You gonna play?
No, you're not.
Is that when you present yourself?
Was that you on your wedding night?
This is a presentation.
That's when he takes down his boxers right there.
I know that's not enough. It's not gonna happen. But if we were to put like a nerdy one, that would be one, and the other one would be like the Evangelion opening song. all that good.
Cruel Angels thesis?
That's right. Start with a really soft chorus in there, building it up.
Will you promise me try that Legend of Zelda one, see if it works? I just want to...
I don't know.
Even what we've learned from previous podcasts is he's just barely louder than Silent anyway. So that wouldn't happen.
Oh, shoot.
David, I've just thought of a very good one for me.
Okay, let's hear.
I was thinking Rock the Dragon.
That was going to be mine, too.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
You guys can do it together.
No. Why are you going to make things weird now?
Wow, that's pretty awkward.
You sickos.
Yuna?
That was Paul.
If I were to play the Dragon Ball theme song, would I still get
it? I thought it was going
to
have something else.
Like, she's not been paying attention. She's confused. If I were to play an anime theme song, would it still go down or would you walk away? She'd walk away. Okay. Well,
hey, she's honest.
I still try. No. She's
still
honest.
Okay.
You can still try it.
Like, no.
Just try.
What about the Pokemon theme song? Okay, that's a definite no.
Good answer, Jenna.
That's a maybe.
That's a maybe. Okay.
All right.
What about you, Heather?
Think.
Oh my God, she's thinking
ever
again.
Had music playing.
I didn't say you.
We don't play these songs.
I don't know. I don't think a song is ever.
I'm not.
The Christmas song?
All I want for Christmas is you.
No. You better watch out.
Grandma, got him over.
You better not cry, Jose.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Santa baby song.
There you go. That one's semi-sexual.
Semi-sexual.
All Christmas music is this.
Your face is open fire, so you play chestnuts roasting. And you cook
a lot. Try seasonal songs. There we go. Have a hell of a time.
This Spirit of Christmas never dies, and she agrees with me. So there.
Spirit of Christmas never dies.
It did now.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
That's not. Would walk away though if I started playing that.
Okay, now we know.
What about This Is Halloween?
Why would he go to...
I'm talking about Heather. It works both for Halloween and Christmas. She's a freak.
What's this?
See? That See, there's magic everywhere.
Talking about what?
See, she knows. She knows what's up.
Holy Night.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh, dude.
Stop.
Okay.
You know that talks about our Lord Savior's birth.
No, there's an anime song that I think is romantic. I wouldn't play it right before... Like, we did it, but the ending theme to 5 centimeters per second. I love that song.
Oh, okay, okay.
Good one, okay.
That's a good one. That's
5 centimeters per second.
I would have a romantic dinner to that. Like, it's a really nice, calm, loving music. And then we make our way to the bedroom.
You better watch out.
So get you in the mood, and then you go to the bedroom.
Beforehand, 5 centimeters per second, which is pretty slow, but that's nice. Slow and slow.
I was going to say something else. No.
I still think Rock the Dragon would be perfect for the start.
I think so, too. That's why it was my number one.
Okay, so that's your pick, right? I wasn't sure.
That's your number one. Or it would be the Smash Brothers Ultimate theme song. But it has to be with the lyrics.
The lyrics?
It has to be with the...
Honey, the lyrics are here.
No, sorry.
Can't I'm not in the mood.
What does the master hand do? Sign language?
I don't think you played that game in a long time.
Sexual innuendo. I see what you did there.
Thank you. Yeah. See, somebody got it. David didn't.
No, I don't want no master hand. No,
right over his head.
He doesn't want the master hand touching. Yeah.
The master hand is in the form of the BLM. You guys get it.
Oh my God. Wow.
Chip in the podcast.
Man, we're canceled.
We just got canceled from that thing. So
no, Boricua Senpai got us canceled.
You can't get canceled for that.
He got us canceled with our last stream on Pokemon.
I did get carried away. My bad.
Jose, how many times you got canceled on beans and rice?
Oh, dude.
That's why no, he that chuckle.
No, if he doesn't get canceled for what he says there, there's nothing he can do to cancel him. It's okay.
Oh my God.
Go watch the Beans Rest podcast. It's hilarious. Wednesday or Tuesday comes out?
Every Tuesday. Thank you guys. Yeah.
Yeah, go watch it. It is hilarious. If you love anything Off the Hook, you watch that podcast.
Super inappropriate. Watch it.
Yeah, if you think Buriko Senpai is unhinged here, you have not seen him unhinged on the Beans Rez podcast.
This isn't even his final four.
Yeah, no, exactly.
No, he's first out of five.
Final four.
Then he has another one above that.
Oh my god.
Oh, those are good ones. Are there any other ones? Shark King. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I mentioned the Naruto one. I mean, I just kind of stole it off of, just piggybacked off of Boruto Swim Pies, but I don't know if I really have one.
What's Naruto one?
Choice.
You're my friend?
You are my friend.
Okay.
Oh, that was true. Okay. I thought you were just joking.
I was, but I was like, yeah, kind of like.
Look how I am.
I was like, yeah, it kind of fits.
I can't really think about it. Taken care of, so it's a good one.
I don't think most girls want to hear that when they first, you are my friend.
Wait, aren't they?
That way they don't get too clingy.
Hopefully more. No, too clingy. Yeah. Oh, okay.
You have to send a message.
Married their best friend, right?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I don't think you call them friends after that.
Sometimes you do. Thanks, bud.
Is that
you,
Heather?
You are my friend.
You are my friend.
I don't know. You guys get mad at me for calling Jose Uni-chan, so.
Yeah, but that's your pet name. That's your guys' thing.
Why do you call him Uni-chan? Actually, you know what? I don't want to know. It's fine.
Really don't know. It came about one day, and it stuck.
It just happens sometimes in the bedroom. Man. Sometimes you say things in the heat of the moment. You just
as long as you don't call him Uni-chan, you're fine.
Isn't Jose the two-pump chump? Isn't that what he calls himself?
No, I think it was a K-pop video once. One of the girls was like, Uni! And then I kept calling him Uni. And then he said Uni-chan one time, and then it stuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh, my God, dude.
It just stuck. I don't know.
Like I said, as long as it's not Uni-chan, you're fine.
It worked.
As long as it's not Uni-chan, okay. Are we all good?
Anyway.
Yeah, as long as it's not Uni-chan. Oh, my God. That'd be bad.
Okay, perfect, guys.
What about Diego?
What about Mr.?
You are his brother. I was going to say you're his friend as well. But
what?
You guys are friends.
Sometimes. Depends on the day.
I don't know. Whatever most degenerate song that you can think of. Again, I think he would still pick this one. Nope, this one. His JoJo one. And he would do the little stand thing.
I would like to see him doing some JoJo poses.
He would do that.
I didn't realize that sound was from JoJo.
It's also like an American
It's called Roundabouts from the band called Yes.
Ah, thank you. I was gonna say
It came out a long time ago. Like it was in the '80s.
Yeah. Oh wow.
It's a really good song.
Okay. Yeah.
The more you know.
Yep, the more you know. Alrighty guys. So it is now time to move on to the main topic. So Shark King, you can keep playing my guitar. But it was Senpai, no, you can just say on because you can give us. Actually, I want to hear your first impression of the first episode because you actually did see that one episode and decided not to watch it again. But I kind of want to hear from you, like, what was your impression of that first episode? Before we go into anything else, I just kind of want to hear what you thought of it.
I did like the casting for Zoro, Luffy, Nami and Kobe. I actually really did like the people playing them. But the best way I can describe it, it just feels very... I know that people say that's what the anime is for. Like, it doesn't take itself super serious. But it just felt like these cosplayers making a movie. And there were some scenes that were directed well. Then I felt it was very, I don't know, amateur-esque, which normally wouldn't bother me, but especially knowing the amount of money that they spent on it. It just... I don't think anime ever translates well to live action. And I've said this a thousand times, I'll always say it. The things that separate anime from live action is literally the animation and the voice acting. Like, people that hate anime usually hate one of both, if not both things, the voice acting and the animation. So the fact that that's removed takes me out of it. So that's why I don't like live actions. It's not that I think it's absolutely shitty, it's just I can't get into them. They don't have the same tone. So I just can't enjoy it because it's not even remotely close to the original subject. Like, I can't enjoy it because it's made to be in the format of anime, and that's the medium it should stay for my preference.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a fair assessment.
I think I've kind of said the same thing before when we talked about before what anime should be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just I'm really not going to say much more about the top. I mean, I'm not a One Piece fan, and I also don't think it translates over well to live action. So I'm not watching it. I mean, I'll talk about that after. But
well, to both of your credit, like it is very hard to translate. Like I think,
yeah,
if you were to pick any anime live action like out of a hat, most of the time you're gonna be like, yeah, that one sucked. If we saw it, yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
If you gave me one at random, be like, yeah, this sucked. Like the one that comes to mind that to me was very horrible. There's two. Well, there's many. The first one is obviously the one that Jappora made me watch, which is Dragon Ball Evolution.
We don't talk about that movie. That does not exist.
But that one's
like, it's an abomination. We talk about it.
We don't talk about that.
No. There's that one. There is the Full Metal Alchemist.
Garbage.
One. The Attack on Titan one. They came out with two movies. That was horrible.
That was horrible.
It was. They tried to do this whole new thing, and it was just sucking. And then obviously there was the Death Note one that came out, and Cowboy Bebop.
You have to specify which Death Note because there's many. Because there's one that I mentioned that I really like. You didn't like the one on Netflix.
That's yeah, right? The one on Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah.
So and they're a mixture. Some were from Japan. Some were from the U.S. So overall, I think it's a very hard type of entertainment to translate to something else.
Right.
It is super hard. That being said, all of us, aside from Boruto Senpai and from Shark King, we all watched the One Piece.
Yes.
I'm the most newest one, and I actually just, I think I gone like maybe an arc or two after where the live action, like what story it tells. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly say overall, without going to spoilers, it was a very positive experience. It was very, and I think they did a good balance of telling what was the source material, right, and adding new things into it and changing the way that it is done in the anime and in the manga to make it seem less anime. That's the best way to explain
adaptation?
It. Yeah, it was really good. They did a really good balance. With doing that, with taking out some of the silliness that One Piece like continuously has throughout the story, which I think both of you can agree, there's silliness throughout.
Of course,
right?
Yeah,
they took
never supposed to be a serious anime. Still says it to this day.
They took out a lot of it, and they placed, in my opinion, they placed it all basically on Luffy. Mm. They took it out of Zoro. They took it out of Nami. Out of the interactions of Nami and Zoro and Luffy for the most part, and Sanji. And Usopp, and they placed it more on Luffy to be that silly character spirit of One Piece that what it's supposed to be, and left it a little bit more serious.
Serious on the other characters, Luffy still kept that.
Essence of Luffy.
I think, like, I asked Yuna actually a question, like, what her favorite character was, and she's kind of going through, she's like, I like them all equally, but when she went to Luffy, she's like, I love that Luffy, like, follows his dream, and he's very, like, uplifting and hearty, but he's a dumbass. You know what I mean? And she got the point on that. And like, it's because he did have that goofy side, even though, but his heart's in the right place, you know? And it did at least keep, it did convey a lot of like what each character and how they are in the anime. I thought it did a very good job of carrying it in the live action. I mean, the best part of that show really is the crew. And that's probably the most important part you got to hit if you're even going to recreate this story. And everybody knows, I mean, the reason why you fall in love with these crews are their backstories and how they interact and how they all fight and strive for their dreams and how they get along with each other is just very beautifully written. And that essence, it has to carry in the live action. If it doesn't, it will fail, because literally the One Piece is like, yeah, they're on a journey to find the One Piece treasure, but it's really the adventure of getting there. And it's the crew that makes it so amazing. And if you don't capture that in live action, it will fail. And I think the thing that this anime did right is they got that crew. When Oda was very choosy on these cast members, he did a very good job, because they did embody a lot of those characters, what makes the show famous. It's the characters. It's the crew. So I think the live cast choices they did were very, very good, actually. They all interacted great. And they did a really good job on Zoro and Sanji's fighting as well. I love where Zoro kept insulting him, being the waiter, not the cook. And then Sanji's already calling him a moss head all the time. They're button heads, being rivals really quick. And I don't know. Everything was just really well done.
Though they made Sanji freaking jacked. He's freaking jacked. I was like, holy cow. No, he's supposed to be a stick. He's jacked.
He's cake,
yeah.
too.
Hey, he is buff for later, but yeah, yeah.
yeah,
you're right.
Heather, can I give us some of your thoughts?
Oh, my thoughts. Okay, I just want to point out that I was a believer from the first time I saw the cast. I was like, these guys are perfect. Like, this makes so much sense.
She was. She was the only one that was positive about it.
I was the only one that I was like, I love them for this. This Luffy is amazing. Like, I get it now. Like, I didn't even see him playing Luffy. And I was like, oh, I get it. Like, I get what they're trying to do with this. That he's supposed to be this happy, like, fun character and, like, the fun kid. Where I always kind of thought that Luffy in the anime was just such an airhead that he didn't talk very much, in my opinion, until he was fighting. He wasn't really, like, involved in a lot. Like, I don't know how to describe
Wait,
that.
Wait, so you're saying that the Luffy on Netflix is better than the anime?
No, I'm saying he's different. The one in the anime, like, he doesn't talk a whole lot. When he does, it's silly, it's goofy. But he sounds more like an airhead versus in this one, he's really involved. He talks a lot more. He's funny.
Still an airhead. Like, but yes, he does talk more.
But a realistic one. That you can actually...
His presence is way more there. Because if you notice, with it being so... Like, the arcs being so many episodes long, we can go several episodes before we actually see Luffy do anything. Because they'll focus on the rest of the crew.
They focus on every cast member until they kind of, like, lead up, right? Like, Zoro's the second to last fight always kind of thing.
Yeah, so I always felt like Luffy was just kind of like brought in at the end to fight the big boss and
like the Goku.
He has one or two funny lines, but then aside from that, it was like he's the captain and he's there, but it's like, and he's less present than the rest of the crew in the anime. For me, that's just how I felt. But when I saw this cast together, I was like, oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be... Like, I'm going to fall in love with this Luffy because he is present. He is involved. He's hilarious. Like, I loved it. So for me, watching that first interview, I was sold on the cast. And I was so happy to see that carry in through the whole show. I loved it. I will say, should we do our downside?
Not yet.
Okay.
Like I said, I want to go over one other thing, but I'm going to have Paul Japoran. Go with your thoughts a little bit before I
We're
ask
talking
more
about
thing.
The characters.
Just, the main yeah, character. Right? Yeah, main cast.
Okay. I gotta say, I'm always willing to give a shot when there's a live action. I'm always on the fence because I always trying to give the opportunity. You know, I have my heart has been broken so many times.
Yeah.
But at the same time, hey, why not? And before also watching the show, I also watched some of the interviews as well. And the more I see it, I think the first one that actually got my attention the most was Usopp. I think he really fits the character quite well. And as I got to know the characters a little more, I was getting more interested in the characters as well. The guy who plays Luffy, Iñaki Godoy, every time talking to him, like seeing some of the interviews, going to meeting the voice actress of One Piece, going to Suecia to...
The voice actress of One Piece.
Like the main girl who does Luffy. The
voice actress of Luffy?
Yeah, she. Okay. He got to meet her.
No, I know. Just how he said it. Three and a half.
Having to
meet Oda, too, yeah.
Yeah, meeting Oda. Like, seeing all those interviews made me think, like, okay, he really, really wants to be this part, and he actually knows the pressure of, like, dealing with this particular character. And the preparation as well. He mentioned that every time he gets into character, he actually carries a picture of when he was younger to remember the happiness of, you know, of always being happy and optimistic and all that kind of stuff. And I think it did play well when it comes to Luffy. I think this Luffy, I think it's essential. It has all those blessings as well. And I think it definitely plays. I can believe that that's Luffy. I can believe that Nami, Zoro, Sanji, Usopp, all of them are pretty, pretty good. I do have some complaints as the way that some of the characters were written.
But wait, we're going to go to that in a minute.
But yeah, I'm not going to into that. But basically, the whole crew, initial crew on the aspect, yes. Characters, additional characters, yes. with one or two exceptions that really bugged me.
They did curls so creepy.
Yes. But one of the characters that bugged me the most, I'm kind of disappointed. I don't know if it was initial cast or maybe they think after, is one of the crew members from Shank. His first lieutenant. What's his name? Ben Beckham.
Oh, Beckham or
yeah, okay, yeah.
Not Yasop, right?
No, not Yasop. Beckham. He's really cool in the anime, right?
Yeah.
But in this live action series, he looked like a random background character. I don't know what the deal with this. Maybe
they didn't really focus on his crew much. So to be honest,
it's true.
I was kind of worried by Shanks because he looked so
goofy.
Kind of, yeah. But like when he finally got to like the serious act and stuff, like I was starting to get it.
Yeah, it took me a while. When I saw him in the trailer with the goofy hat, that Luffy hat as well, he looked very goofy.
Roger's
like,
hat, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that, but it took me a while to warm up to him.
Yeah, that was one of my biggest complaints is the wigs. I was like, could you not spend a little more on the hair and makeup department? Because the wigs just did not look good. They looked like cheap cosplay wigs.
But like his crew itself, though, Shanks' crew, I think with the exception of Beckham, I think it's on point. All of the guys in there, like, okay, this is Jasop, like, man. I think they did a good job, but with the only particular exception.
I just think the scene, especially like with like the sea beast when it went and ate his arm, and then he looks and he uses the Supreme Haki, was really cool.
Yeah,
to
see
it,
like, go to,
eh. That was like 10 years ago. But yeah, I know what you mean. And because like even Yuna saw that and she's like, what did he just do? And it's like, oh, you'll learn about that later. But I thought a lot of it, you could just really see like the heart and soul of One Piece inside of the anime. I mean, in the live action from the anime, it was just... you guys know I was very defensive about this because I care about this anime a lot. And I've already seen Evolutions, and I was going in to hate this. I'm not going to lie. When I turned the first episode, I looked at Yuna and I was just like, here we go. And ended up being blown away. Like the first shots, like when it first started, like panning down, like the contrast, the camera shots they did, especially how they did like those side by side manga shots. Every scene was just very good. You
had a
little
heart
too. They had where they did the cameras where it's from the foot up, like they do in anime shots. They did a lot of that. It was just very respectful, very manga-like. But some of those shots were just gorgeous. Like that shot that they showed with is when they're in Tangerine Village when Zoro and Luffy go on top of the house. You remember when I'm talking? It's nighttime and you see the tangerines and a little bit of fire and then the night sky and it's dark. There's just some shots that were just...
It had a lot of good cinematography.
Yes, the cinematography was like unbelievable. Like I could see where they put the money in it. And not to mention the props, like when they go to the Bratier, like who would not want to go on a cruise ship to go eat there in the middle of the ocean?
Dude, make
like,
that an experience. I'll go.
That is amazing. Like we saw that and we're like, we want to eat there. That looks insane. And they actually built that.
Yeah.
The props just blew me away. Like some of the fight scenes they're doing on the ships and going across to the different pirate ships and fighting it. Some of it was just like it looked better, or if not on top of, or not at the same tier of even Pirates of the Caribbean. Like it was just very good props. Like I could see the money.
Yeah, most of the characters, I think they make a really good choice. There's a couple of exceptions here and there, sure, in my opinion, but the main cast, that's where it's at. I think they make a good choice on that. I think that's a good to start.
Something I want to bring up real quick too. One thing that they changed that is really major compared to the manga.
Well, before we go into those big changes, because I do want to talk about them. I just don't want
to. It was about the cast.
Oh, about the cast.
It's on point. Okay. It's on point.
Just not spoiler. That's for right now.
No. Just trust me.
Okay.
So one of the things that they changed that was really good on the cast choice was I thought they did great with Kobe, but they actually gave Kobe more of a story with Scar, because you learn later on with the manga their stuff with that, but I felt that change was really cool to see Kobe, especially Scarp's connection and his growth. I think that was probably one of the best things I think they did.
I agree. Help Meppo Moon. I mean, that guy like stepped up his game big time. You don't get to hear too much, but in this particular adaptation, he cracked me up, man. Mm-hmm. Seeing him like playing with his sword, like all naked.
Hit Zoro, oh, that was a nice weird haircut. That was hilarious.
And even his teddy bear having like his haircut as well.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
But I thought the cast choice with Kobe is great, and to see his actual growth in the background that we don't really get. What did you think, David? I mean, you're in an early viewer. You never really see Kobe. You probably noticed that.
No.
How did you like seeing that?
So I guess before we go into. What things we dislike and go into spoilers later.
Talk about the characters.
The characters. So again, I think overall, I liked every single one of the characters. I actually liked Nami a lot more in this version than in the manga version. Sure. I absolutely hated her. I'm still not a big fan of her. I just don't like her right now. I'm 100 plus chapters and I still don't like her that much. I do like that they made her less of a... she's a thief, but they made her less of this I'm backstabbing you 24/7 type of thing. And they gave her more of a heart. And I really like that. It made her betrayal, kind of hurt less. Because you kind of like, no, she...
Do you think because of the pacing it made it easier?
It could have made it easier. But I think just the way that they wrote her in this one was easier. It was easy for me to like her. And so when something happened in the anime, I was like, I was like, good. I expected that of her. Get her out of here. But in this one, I was like, ah, come on, I want to see her redemption. I want to see her come back type of thing. And so I felt more connected or more wanting her to turn and change more in this live action than in the other one, than in the manga version, which to me was a big thing. In terms of characters, this is funny. To me, the weakest one of the main cast was Luffy. It's not because of how he acts. The actor does this voice.
He's Mexican, right?
That I don't like. When he gets serious, he's like, I'm going to be king of the pirates.
Oh,
talk to me like that. I don't like it. I don't know why he does that. When he's talking normally, it's fine.
Sound like that,
but then
like
he talks like this. I'm hungry. And I didn't like it. That's the only thing that really bugged me about.
Are you him. More used to Luffy being more like over eccentric, maybe?
Eccentric is fine. It's just he just changes his voice sometimes.
I get you.
When he's talking normally, and he can be jokeful, it's fine. But sometimes he has his voice
low monotone kind
of. He's talking like this, and then he talks like this.
I get you.
He's like, because the one part where he's like, when he talks about this Jolly Roger, he's like, this is our Jolly Roger. Like, sounding happy. It's like, we are the Straw Hat Crew. Like that. He says it like that. Like, he gets all serious, and it's a weird, serious, funny tone, and I didn't like it.
That didn't bother me. But
that bothered me.
I get what you're saying, though.
It bothered me. It took me out of it.
Think about it. How do you transfer the Luffy in anime to a live action?
You have to make it different.
They have to have a particular
But it's fine
changes.
If he didn't like right. Well, like though, I said, but I get it.
Right. I think his portrayal of Luffy was great. It's just that voice.
Part drive you nuts.
It wasn't like he did it like. It's just when he did it, I didn't like it.
Hey, personally, I wanted Sanji to be more pervy.
Maybe they could there. Anyways.
I liked how they did Sanji in this one. I really liked how they did it.
I like it too. That's my favorite character.
I did want to mention just two more things before we go into things that we didn't like. And then we'll go into spoilers. I don't know if you noticed this, but they did play a orchestral version of We Are Twice.
Yes, I did. It was awesome.
When they get the going merry, and the second one was near the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, during the end as well.
Yeah, and I was like, I did not watch the anime at all. Like, I've only watched maybe two episodes.
You watched like the Gear 5 stuff?
No, I didn't watch the full episodes of that. Full episodes, I think I've only watched two, and I watched them with Japorion.
Gotcha.
But those two episodes, I didn't even see the opening. If you ask me, they should have put in the One Piece rap.
It is the song for One Piece. No, I gotta say, I think that actually hooked me a little bit more. Having that music, of course, you can't have the whole music in there, but having some here and there.
You guys heard the Brooks theme song too, right? On the piano with Shanks' crew?
Yeah.
Yo-ho-ho. That was awesome.
So I think the music itself, like, you might think, like, when I had the impression of the music, it's going to be like more Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, it had like a nice balance to it, and you create their own unique. This is the music for One Piece, the live action, with some nods to the original story.
I almost kind of wish they would have kept in a lot. Like, I think Yuna and I talked about the biggest complaints we had was just some of the
let's go with the complaints.
Music. With the music, okay. I guess. What I mean is the music was good, but it wasn't like, how do I say this? You already have catchy.
You want the music soundtrack from the One Piece.
One Piece already has good soundtracks, but they also have good jingles as well. And like the epic parts you'll know, right? The dun, dun, dun. Dun 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 dun! Like, how cool that would have been when the Straw Hats were gonna go beat up Arlong. Like, they didn't do
or the mushy
any of those.
Mushy like voice when they
Yeah. I mean, they have good jingles that are very iconic, and they could have added those. You can change them to a theatrical way. You see it all the time in films.
Right.
And I thought it was kind of weird for them to make new when you got very good iconic sounds and jingles and music. I wish they kind of maybe would have used it more and change it to the way you need to make it, you know, fit the film. But when they did do the We Are and stuff, it really hit.
Yeah, it did.
And they could have done more with that, I feel.
Yeah, that's a great, like, I think that's another reason, like, going back to a live-action Saint Seiya movie, they actually played the original Saint Seiya music at one particular aspect.
Did it work?
And for me, like, man, that's the best part of the movie.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was the best part of the movie. And if they were to do that here a lot more, I would probably be more connected.
Yeah.
But I also had, maybe there's a reason why, and I guess they wanted their own thing, but I would like to see more of that, for sure. For sure.
What about you, Heather, on that? I'm curious because you've watched plenty of episodes at this point. Like the music and jingles.
I had just been thinking that they overused that sound in the anime. So I was kind of, I was totally okay not having it. I did love that they included the We Are orchestra parts. But yeah, the music, I didn't really pay attention too much to the music. I think my focus more was, how are they plotting this to make it all connect and still leave room for the future seasons?
I think they did a good job connecting all of that. Like, because we've been thinking about, we had a conversation in the past about how would you adapt how many chapters over, like,
they did 60 chapters
in 8 episodes.
More, actually. Well, I mean, they integrated other things that,
sure,
we're
but,
in,
but
it.
In general, it ends at 60.
Yeah, it used to be like, I heard that they actually cut down some of the episodes as well to make it like 8. And how will you make all of that?
I was surprised they did Arlong in 2 episodes. And holy crap.
Like I said, I'm...
that's the thing is that Arlong originally wasn't part of Sanji's... and now I can't remember the name. But anyway, it was the other guy that Mihawk killed.
Don Krieg?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was supposed to play a more major role when Sanji came in, but they switched it and said, nope, we need Arlong to have more presence in the earlier episodes.
Yeah, instead of Mihawk. I mean, when Mihawk came, that was a great scene.
That was great. Like, all of the characters that enemies, per se, were on point.
Yeah, I agree.
Mihawk was amazing. Luffy, I mean, not Luffy, Buggy, when I first saw him.
Oh, Buggy was my favorite of the whole cast.
I think he's the highlight when it comes to acting and the way that he's being portrayed in the movie, in the TV show.
And the CGI was great. Yeah. Like that scene when his leg's missing and he gets stands up and goes to walk and the leg perfectly goes underneath his leg for that step. That was insane.
Yeah. I think all of the, Arlok, it's at first, my complaint with Arlok is like, I wanted him to be bigger.
Yeah,
in the mangas it's a lot bigger, but then you know, how are you gonna make that? And I guess they're trying to make it more realistic. I think I'm okay.
I got used to him, kind of. Yeah, it took me an adjustment. Yeah. I had to adjust to him.
But I think the highlight for me when it comes to all the enemies, of course, has been Buggy. Mm. And interesting fact, I didn't know this. The guy who plays Buggy, he's also in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He actually played one of the characters. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Like, and I watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too. Like, oh, okay, now it makes sense and all of that. But the way that everything they're able to compact this into 8 cohesive episodes
and make it flow too, it's
right? Weird. And adding a subplot with Kobe and Helmeppo and Gar, I think they were able to figure something out that perhaps there's certain episodes that I feel like they could have changed a couple of things. But overall, I think it actually provides a good cohesive story from beginning to end.
Yeah, it did so good.
What was the one thing you didn't like, Heather? Or did you say I can't?
My one thing was the wigs.
Really. Oh, just the wigs? Okay.
It was just irritating. They had so much, they had this huge budget and they couldn't do better on the hair.
I wonder because they had to do some reshoots as well too.
The first couple episodes, Nami's hair looked horrible. They figured it out later and it looked better.
I actually agree. Now that I think about that, you're right, Heather. Yeah.
It looked like at the beginning, it looked like a cheap cosplay wig. Like I could go pick one up at the Spirit Halloween right now and like I'd be good. That's what it looked like to me. I was really bothered by her hair and Shanks's hair.
I really
they didn't look good.
See, I wonder if that actually has been part of reshoots as well, because if you actually look at the posters, you see Django in the posters as well. like the character actually portraying Django, and he's not in even the, in any of the episodes. So
that is kind of interesting. I did see a lot of cool Easter eggs too, like right. with the bounties. That was really cool. Some of the Ooh, stuff.
Okay, let's talk
to.
About the bounties as well. The way that it's interacted.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
That's actually my awesome. Favorite stuff. Yeah, where it like kind of shows up and burns in flames.
And
or,
they
like,
get to interact with their own like bounty.
They slice it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I like Don Kreese. His was cool.
Don Kreese was cool. I like Mihawk's because it got like sliced. That was really cool.
Okay, so before
complaints or not?
No, no. Well, I do want to go to complaints, but I one before I go, we're already talking about complaints. Because
mine was only music. It's only
I have more complaints, but I think I want to say I haven't seen Mihawk that much in the anime or in the manga. I have not seen him that much, but they did show how strong he is in the live action. We'll talk about it later, but I was like, what the freak? Yes. I was like, no wonder Zoro died. Or no wonder Zoro like wants to be better than him because
he wants to
this
be
guy,
the very best.
Yeah. This guy is no joke. Like
he's like been a rival to Shanks, and Shanks is a damn emperor. So that gives you an idea.
Spoilers.
What do you mean? You're that far? I didn't spoil anything.
I didn't know he was an emperor. I told you I got spoiled about the emperors because I was watching this episode this question thing with Paul and I was like, oh, what?
Don't say it.
And he's like, I'm not gonna say it. And he was like, oh yeah, that's what happened. I'm like. When so, and I was super pissed.
So wait, where you're at right now? You just know the seven warlords. You haven't
I just
about
know.
The
yeah, I have nope.
So you don't know who any of the emperors are.
Nope. All I know
so
is
emperors. Wow, spoilers.
Yeah,
but this is something to point out though. When they interviewed the whole cast, because I was watching the interview with him, they knew a lot.
They knew current
they were
emperors.
Like, yeah, they were new current emperors. Like. Holy crap.
They're
especially,
caught up.
Especially the girl who plays Nami. She like...
She's only two chapters behind from
right.
the latest chapter.
I was like, holy crap. This is like good.
She reads this.
Right. I just was like, oh man, David, you shouldn't be hearing this. But then again...
you're the one who put it on. I didn't.
But I was That's amazed. That's like they actually got immersed into this kind of stuff. Like, they're all well informed about their characters and how they should be played. They actually like know the direction of everything that's going on. So...
Well, David got to see what even none of us have even seen is Mihawk's full, like not full power, but him just playing around with his power. I was amazed when I saw Mihawk do what he did in the live action because you don't even see that stuff in the anime. You understand he's that strong from other characters talking about him, stronger characters you'll meet. But to actually see him represented, that was insane. His power was insane. So I can see David being like, what the hell? Like, this guy's no joke. Yeah, he's no joke.
Yeah, so the things because the things I did want to that's one thing I just wanted to say that was cool. But the thing I didn't like. So I think the weakest episode was fourth. It's all with Kudo.
Yeah, and Kaya.
Yeah. So first of all, I didn't like Usopp's thing. I like the things that they cut from it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, that's fodder. Get that out of here. But there was some stuff that they cut out that I was like, I don't know why they cut that out with Kudo. But they also cut out, and then the effects that they show, like how Kudo, like how he moves and his, I thought looked crappy. I was like, what is this? This is like CW type of thing. Like the Flash on the CW looks better than how he's moving. Like I did not like it. I thought it just looked horrible. His wig looked horrible. Like everything about him.
Wig? He just combed his hair back. Yeah. There's no wig, dude.
I don't know what
his
hair. It just looked bad. I didn't like it.
I thought Curl looked amazing.
And I didn't like how he
it's
looked.
Actually, probably one of my favorites.
So, I do too. But adding on that, I think my complaint, one of the complaints, because I have plenty. One of my complaints is the character development that Usopp had on that particular episode because it's supposed to be more about him.
Yeah.
But it's more about Kaya.
Yes. And this is the thing that kind of, I think of all the characters when it comes to writing, Usopp got shafted.
I do agree.
He did.
I agree.
You don't get to see him standing up to like, you know, Kuro and all that kind of stuff, showing his bravery, being able to show a little bit more about his emotions quite a bit.
I agree.
I do feel like he's the right character, but the way that everything was written on that particular episodes.
He didn't get the representation.
His whole Captain Usopp thing that he does in the anime or in the manga it's completely overshadowed by Kaya. Yeah. By Kaya. Again, yep. I there's stuff that they did with Kaya and stuff that they did with their relationship that I liked. But again, at the cost of Usopp and understanding him better, I didn't like.
He's supposed to be like a good shooter. You don't actually get to see that as much either.
Oh, well, the one time they didn't get to see it.
Right? When he drops the ball.
Usopp, yeah.
He drops the ball and all of that. So.
Yeah. No, I agree, because like the Captain Usopp, that has really emotional meaning in the actual anime and manga.
Yeah.
Where I wanted to see that too, because that's a big part of Usopp's heart and soul that you don't really get, I feel, in the anime. In the live action that they kind of dropped. Where they did focus. I love Kaya's character, do not get me wrong, but it's Usopp's arc at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I do feel it was more focused on Kuro and Kaya. If you have not seen the manga, read the manga or watched the anime, whatever, I get how it might have not connected with you, but for the people that have, it's a big loss for that character.
Yeah.
Wait, Heather.
I think I disagree, because while it didn't show as much, it gave you kind of silly Usopp and kind of the kid who's been rejected, and the reason that he tells these stories and wants to be the great Captain Usopp and, all of that stuff. It gave you just enough, because...
Right, but not on emotional levels, are we?
Exactly.
We agree they did show it.
I think that the greater Usopp arc comes later in the anime when he fights Luffy. Over the Mary.
Spoilers?
Gosh dang it, you guys spoiled it.
sorry, Shark King. Cover your ears.
Just keep playing my guitar.
It's fine. That's far more
no,
about
it is.
Usopp
it
than
is.
This.
It is.
So I think they did this perfectly to not give you too much, because I really didn't care for Usopp until after that.
Right, but they did. But I get your point, but that's because you understand the story. They are still waiting to see approval for season two.
Right.
And how many years this made, it could be the last even. So they have to make it work in one season for people that have not seen anything as well. So I get what you're saying. We're just praying that we get the season two that we want.
Right, but even if
saying.
We don't get a season two.
I'm going off the full expectation that we get.
Right, I know. And right. I understand.
Because,
and I agree. It is a bigger moment.
I think that's more fair, because they have...
If we get there.
If we get season two. I agree with that.
I agree with what you're saying, Heather. I'm just saying we don't know if we get there.
Yeah, because especially here, it's an introduction. You get to know who Usopp is and what his motives, what his like fears, what are things that he wants to accomplish. And you need to understand that before he joins the crew. And that's something that I think they lack a bit in providing that particular information.
And you can't do everything we get.
Right,
it's only hour episodes,
that's
right?
Like, that's when you have to make adjustments. You have to figure out some things in which... for you to see the bigger picture. I did like the part in which they actually brought Helmeppo and Kobe into the story as well.
Yeah.
I found it to be like cohesive.
It was fun.
Yeah. So
it was a good fun breakaway.
Yeah, I think so too. And they were able to incorporate two particular plots together that was not in the original story into something new.
I could see how those scenes were written, that Oda definitely helped with that writing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you guys feel that?
Yeah,
I could see that. I was just going to touch a little bit more on the Usopp. I still think he still was shafted overall. I felt like, if you ever watched The Big Bang Theory, I felt like he was the Raj in it, where like everyone contributes to things, but like Raj is like, he doesn't talk to women. He's just kind of there.
Yeah, your point.
And I feel like everyone else in the live action, I'm not talking about season two, I'm not talking about just in the live action, you can kind of see why he wants everyone on the crew, and you can kind of see why he wants Usopp on the crew, but
just because
it's
the
like barely
like the only
it's
reason.
Like he's like he's barely everyone else, like they prove that they can be on there, right. And you don't get to see it as much as to why Luffy wants him on
and
the
especially
crew,
especially to see what's going to happen after. There has to be an initial attachment for Usopp,
but again, like that's just what I thought, but.
I think the hardest attachment for me was Sanji, just because we didn't get enough time with him.
That's also
he's at
true,
the end.
But his wow factor was actually the thing that complements him the most, like his charisma.
Well, what I mean is, because we get the backstory, what I'm talking about is his interaction with the crew is we didn't get much of, because the only time you get our interaction with the crew is kind of near just the Arlong two episodes, and I just wanted to get a little bit more.
But
I'm just excited for season two because of it. Because we got near the end, he joined near the very end of the season, so I was just like, I was so excited to see him.
But I guess the interaction, even though it was very minimal, those interactions were amazing.
The fight scenes especially were awesome.
I would actually disagree. I loved his interactions, because I think we talked about this.
I didn't like him. I wish I had more, is
right,
what I'm saying.
But I thought you were saying that it wasn't, like, enough, but...
No, it's just it was cut short.
He wants to see more of that.
Yeah, because he was at near the end of the season, so we had so much Nami and Zoro, and Usopp interaction with the crew, where Sanji kind of came in during, like, the finale is what I'm saying.
But I feel Sanji, he kind of stole the spotlight at a lot of points, and especially because I think I talked about with... I think it was both of you, or you and Miles and Jiporium, but... Or someone, one of you, but I remember I was talking about, like, when we were watching their original trailers, you saw Sanji and Zoro fight together, and I asked you guys, does this happen in the anime and the manga? You said not really. They don't really fight
not
each
normally.
Other. Yeah, fight with each other. And I actually loved this interaction, this banter that they fight, because it was really like
how they would act,
like a Goku Vegeta type of thing. Yes. Like how they're fighting together.
It was very natural,
and it was so good. I loved it, and I'm kind of sad that it's not like. I mean, again, I don't know. But if it's like this in the anime or not, or in the manga or not, but I love that interaction. And I hope they keep this dynamic of them fighting together in the future seasons that they do in the live action. Because at least what I've seen so far in the manga, either one of them fights or the other one fights, but they don't really fight together or in the same vicinity. And when I was reading that part, I was like, I think this would have been better if Sanji was there. Because there's a part in... that I'm reading where it's just Zoro fighting. And I'm like, if Sanji was here, if he was fighting, it would have been a lot better and it would have been a lot more funny.
But I could see that. Speaking on that scene of when they were fighting together, I really like that when he started calling out his moves. And when he calls them out, he's just like,
everybody
calls out their moves. And he's like, oh, you're going to fit into this crew. Like, that was hilarious. And it was a great little interaction of like, because, again, I felt that it was cut short that you didn't get many moments with him as the crew. Those were really good, like, subtle lines and ways that they directed it to make it kind of feel like it's going to naturally blend. And I really, really love that.
Yeah, and actually, something to mention about Zoro as well, too. The guy who played Zoro, he definitely did a good job. He was committed as well. He even pierced his ears to have the same earrings as Zoro as well, because he loved that character a lot.
I didn't know that.
No, yeah, he actually, like... he's done all other movies, Dai Sing as well. So I was kind of worried because of his acting.
Scar.
Yeah, he was Scar in Fullmetal Alchemist. Was a character from JoJo, Saint Seiya. Like
in the Kenshin though, in the Rurouni Kenshin. He was incredible.
Yeah,
he was a villain, right, in the third movie. Yeah. He did so good.
Well, in the fourth, later movies. Yes,
That was hilarious when you liked Zoro, because I'm like, you're like, oh my god, Zoro reminds me of work. Is that time when he goes Brati and he has his sword? Like, can we take your sword? He's like, no, I got this. And just sits down and he's like, oh my god, this is gonna work.
And his response, I felt like it was very comical as well, too.
Yes,
like
that timing,
it was perfect.
It was dry, sarcastic humor.
Stoic.
And again, as far as what I've seen in the anime and the manga, the way that they're goofy is kind of, I guess, currently right now, it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
In terms of how their outbursts are. So I love that they changed Zoro in this one and made him more... His is more, it's more slight, it's more sarcastic, it's more dry, and it's very different than Luffy's. And I love his
alcohol.
Nami tells him to, like, go talk to Luffy. He's like, why? You're the vice captain. Okay. Hey, man, you okay?
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, he's fine.
You want to talk about it? No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, I don't see a problem. He's fine.
Yeah, so they had to make a couple of changes on some of the characters, but it's good. It's more cohesive and it makes more sense.
Yeah.
I like that they actually... Sanji itself too, he's not more of a womanizer. He's like a flirty guy in this particular show, and I like it. It's not over the top. I think it's right where
no
it should
bloody
be.
Noses and hearts over floating.
We don't
over
need Masaroshi here, okay?
Yeah,
maybe we'll get some.
I have a question for all of you guys. When the emotional parts hit, like say
Nami.
Well, there's Nami, but there's also like when Shanks gave the hat to Luffy and stuff like that stuff. In the live action, did it hit you guys in the feels? Because it hit me. It actually gave me that in live action. I'm surprised.
Okay, I have to be really careful with this. I'll go at the end.
Wait, what did you say, Heather?
I was going to say when Sanji thanks him, when he yells back to his captain.
Oh, with Zeph?
Oh, Zeph, that was great, right? Yeah, when he finally thanks Zeph when they're leaving.
That was a great moment.
Mm-hmm. I think this might be a controversial one for me.
Dun, dun, dun.
I felt a lot more feels with the whole I was just gonna say Nami moment.
You didn't watch
in
the
this
anime,
live action
though, to be fair.
Nope, I didn't watch the anime. I did watch that scene. I have watched it, but this one, I at least when I saw it, I felt it a lot more. And I was like, this, and that's when I was like, you know what, this Luffy, this Nami, there are the shiz. I can't wait to see how the fight goes.
I actually will agree with you, David. I was watching it, and I admit it, I felt the same way. I watched the anime and all that too, and it hit me hard. I mean, that's when I realized, like, I get that why this show is so big. Like that, when that moment happened and that scene was all along with Nami, and she breaks down in the anime, I was like, holy shit, this is why this anime is big. Like, that's when I started getting into it. But yeah, I will admit, for the live action, though, when she did that with stabbing, I'm not going to lie, I felt it more, actually, in the live action. It hit me. Like, I was getting, like, my heart was getting stabbed. I felt it, and I was like, it's like, that's when I looked at Yuna, because she was kind of hating on me, too. And then I'm like, what do you think? She's like, Aiden. I get it. She's like, I get it. I get why she's like this. And it really hit me.
Maybe it didn't hit you when you read it because you weren't as invested as you were before. You were
To be fair, I'm still not that fully invested still. So FYI. But I'm just saying the live action, when at least
the honesty, David.
When I'm watching it, that one, I felt it a lot more.
Yeah.
Okay. Heather, you can go. I want to go last on this. I have some opinions on that, but I'll let you go.
That's it. Heather.
We're still talking about the deals?
Emotion. It's just about how the emotional parts when the big moments hit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Sanji's thing was really good. And Sanji's, then also just the end. I mean, when the sail came down, the mainsail, I just lost it. I was like,
oh, the Jolly Roger? Yeah.
You saw the Straw Hat's actual flag come down?
I was hoping it was Usopp.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
And then he climbs up on top of the Mary and just sits there and puts his arms out. I'm like, and here we are. Like, we're ready. Let's go. They're finally time to go to the Grand Line.
And also when they put their foots up on the barrel as well, saying all their dreams, that was so awesome because that's such an iconic scene.
Yeah.
And they did that just like the anime. It was perfect.
I liked more. I was actually, when I first saw that they were going to do that scene, I think Japan, he can quote me on this. I said, I don't know if I like it because it's in daytime, and I liked it the way they did it in the manga, because in the manga it was raining and other stuff was happening.
The manga was better
when they were doing it. But actually this one, I like actually better. And I liked it who initiated too.
Yes.
I actually loved all of that. The way that they did it, I was like, you know what? I believe those two parts, in my opinion, were better at least than the source material. In my opinion. Again, didn't watch the anime. I've just been reading the manga. I do like both those parts in the manga, but I felt this live action did those two parts better, in my opinion. So, cool. I don't know if any of their listeners are going to be mad at me, but I feel that was
better.
You
got to remember, Oda's also helping write this stuff and also changing things. So, it's fine. It's still Oda's inspiration and help with the director. So, if anything, if people want to get mad, it's also Oda helping do this. So, there's nothing for people to really be mad about.
Come hit me.
So, I do have some things to be mad about.
We talked about that already. What?
No, because I do have a couple of things that I want to point out.
Okay, hurry up.
Okay, so, hey, this is Jimmy the Podcast.
Yeah,
we
hurry
get to
up.
Voice our opinions. I'm gonna make it as long as possible. Okay, never mind. So the first thing, I really like the emotional aspect of this. I think it was pretty good. But the thing that took me off of the emotional aspect is when they had kid actors, because some of them were great. Some of them, it was really hard for me to believe. Usopp as a kid, I did not buy it. At his very introduction, I felt like it was lacking in there. Luffy as a kid, I felt like I didn't feel too much about it. I mean, the last part when he got the hat, it was very emotional. Yes. When he poked his face out, that was pretty cool as well. But the character itself, I think they spent a lot of time like having Iñaki, who plays the real life Luffy, like adult version of this. I don't know how much time they spent for the Jenger actor on that. And that took me off a little bit. Sanji was great. I think the kid who played Sanji was great. Nami was great, in my opinion.
To be fair, though, those were older actors than the ones that were depicted in the others. I guess I hear what you're saying, but I'm not defending the show because of this. I've seen this in other like big time movies, even with like Guardians of the Galaxy, even for example. But it's just, I hate like comparing kid actors because like they're kid actors,
right?
They
and that's something that I can't be too
your
hard,
point. Yeah,
because they're kids. They may not have the experience, but there was a disconnection.
There's gonna be. Yeah, I
was
agree.
Watching.
I get you.
I was watching that.
Yeah, I get you.
The other thing that took me away a little bit when it comes to One Piece is the CGI on Luffy. I get it. He's supposed to be goofy. Like that's his power. He can stretch. You don't get to see him stretch as much, but there are parts, especially when he
when Garb is throwing the cannon, he returns it back. That I was like, this could be a lot better.
It didn't bother me, to be honest, but I get you. It's like, there's no perfect way to do it.
Like, you want claymation? What do you want?
No, no, but I'm saying like they spend a lot of money on this, and
I know, but how can you really make that look like
it was always going to look goofy. Well, it's going to be goofy anyways,
right?
It
has to be, yeah.
Right?
But not that goofy.
But I wish they like there was and maybe like as they get forward into next seasons, if we get next seasons, they can like work a little better to like make it a little more realistic.
I don't know how you make a rubber man.
You make something unrealistic, too realistic. It looks weird.
Well, think of Fantastic Four, like
right, and
that looks goofy as shit.
Right. So I'm trying to say,
to be
like,
fair, that was like 20 years ago.
It is. 20
but
years
to be
right.
fair, it's still gonna look.
It's still gonna look goofy now.
I think it gives them opportunity. That? Like,
Miss Marvel still looks goofy. But you didn't complain about Miss Marvel.
But like I said, I still think it gives an opportunity for them to like, hey, maybe we can improve and lift this up a little more.
Right, but Miss Marvel, that was supposed to be a realistic take, and it still looked goofy as hell.
What part?
Miss Marvel, like anytime she stretched or made her arm big, it was goofy.
Well,
yeah,
it was energy or what? Yeah, I don't know what energy. It was.
Yeah, that's not. If I know, it, but if it still were made CGI, made her arms big. It still was goofy.
I guess because
looking.
Of the skin it
didn't
itself.
Didn't bother me. Is what I'm saying.
I think the skin itself is a thing. The texture. Well, it's very too picky. Like. Don't worry too much about that.
It's
right?
okay. I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to look good no matter what is my point.
No, I think like, it will get good.
Marvel can't even do it right.
I think with technology and the money that are spending, they can actually become better. I think this is like a stepping stone to actually say, hey, we can improve this a little more.
They're going
to
slowly get the actor bigger and bigger, and that's how they're going to make it look realistic.
I mean, they're using prosthetics for almost this part, so they can actually introduce something like that.
I think prosthetics is going to look goofier.
They did science. That with the Fishman, and I think it was really good.
I actually didn't like the Fishman. I thought they looked weird.
What?
I didn't
Why?
Like him.
I didn't mind him.
Arlong was okay, but his henchmen, I didn't like him. I thought they were kind of weird. I think all Fishmen in anything look weird.
Yeah, I was going to say you're racist.
Racist against Fishmen.
Well, that's why I'm not in One Piece.
And racist against Fishmen.
You know, the part that kind of is funny on that when they introduce Arlong. They have like an RB music, like hip hop music and all that kind of stuff. And he was like, he's hood.
He's hood.
He's hood.
Oh my god!
But I enjoy that. Even though I mentioned that, I think that was really cool.
Okay.
Other than that, I think that was that's about it.
So okay. So let's go. Let's start with. Well, start with me. We're gonna go your overall score of One Piece.
Wait. Before we do that, can we talk? Easter eggs.
Late.
There's some.
Sure. We're yeah. We'll just talk spoilers now too. So
I thought we were talking spoilers, right?
Oh. Well, we were kind of.
That wasn't
now.
The spoiler talk. can we hurry because it is getting really late?
Yeah, we can hurry. Go, Heather.
Did you guys notice the crocodile character?
The female crocodile.
The female crocodile.
Oh, the what
in the
if
first
thing?
Episode?
Yeah.
No,
I did.
Oh, I like.
I'll be so mad if they ruin
like,
that.
Oh my goodness!
Spoilers.
I cannot. I'm so excited. I hope that.
Oh my god! Don't go all woke on us here, Heather.
No, I'm so excited because I don't know. I fell into a rabbit hole about crocodile
about the
like
stupid
a long
theory
time ago.
Stuff.
They said that she originally was female, anyway, and so I'm really excited to see if they keep her female or change her.
It was a henchman.
I don't remember this. What was this?
It's a fan theory.
No. This crocodile thing.
That's
I don't remember
it
in the live
about.
Action.
It was during Roger's execution. There's a brief second you see.
You get to see
like
a little
Roger.
Cameos in there.
Oh, yeah, I did not pay attention to that part.
Dragon
at
as well. Yeah, I hope they don't. I want to see a proper live action version of Crocodile. I want to see this woke gender swap crap because of some fan theory that was years ago.
This is America.
I'm not okay with that at all. No, I always totally against that. Not a fan. I am so excited to see true cigar smoking crocodile in his laugh. I will never agree with this.
I like
I'm
the mention.
Just excited to see how they do it.
I like to see the mention of Jinbei. They say Jinbei.
Oh yeah, they did mention Jinbei. That was cool. Yeah, they did show the sun pirate tattoo.
Yeah,
and that was really cool.
They did not have Hachi though.
Who?
Hachi, the octopus guy.
Oh,
they cut a bunch
right.
of people. That's
you're
one of
right.
them.
I was upset that they cut that out.
She's
again,
right.
the Kudos crew. I actually did like those fights.
And the Moo Moo.
Oh yeah, Moomoo. I actually felt bad. I loved Moomoo.
I'm glad they actually skipped Luffy falling in the water again a second time with Arlong, and then he gets out that long drawn out where they have to get him out of the swimming pool again because he loses again.
I do like it though that they kind of, I guess the spirit of that they took it with to Buggy.
Yeah,
I actually thought that part was actually really cool. I was like, you know what, I do like Buggy in this one. I still hate you, but I'd like everybody you, I hates dislike Buggy, you
yeah,
less.
Yeah,
and Chow Chow. Oh man, seeing Chow Chow.
Oh, the dog?
Yeah.
That was cool that they showed that. Oh, and they also, it's only been written in a, what is it called? David, what are those things in Dragon Ball that people, the
Daizetsu?
Daizetsu. There's a thing like that in One Piece that exists. It is Garp's, what is his underling? It's his second in command. I can't remember his name, but they actually mention his name.
They do.
I can't remember his name.
Mark?
No.
The guy with the hat.
It's the guy with his hat, but he's never actually had a proper name in the anime or manga. It's never been mentioned ever.
You can mention here in the live action.
Yes, and they actually put it in live action, meaning Oda confirmed what the fans have always wanted his name to be. They actually kept it, so Oda actually inspired. That was a big Easter egg. I can't remember his name, though. That was a huge Easter egg.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
Mavericks. No, it's not Maverick. Dang it.
I can't remember his name, but they foreshadowed a lot of, like, the bounties. I'm kind of curious if they're going to keep those actors for next season.
I think they should.
Yeah,
and a Smoker at the end.
Well, they did say we don't have a medic, so that does hint that we will get Chopper, and I hope they do make him a cute little Pikachu.
See, that's going to be a challenge. I'm nervous. Optimistic at the same time. It's weird.
Heather,
I
what do you
see
think
it.
Of a cheesy wig on a kid?
A
midget?
I'm
concerned about Chopper too.
I'm concerned, but I'm hoping that it's kind of like Detective Pikachu esque.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds voices.
Ryan Reynolds can voice him.
That I can imagine it.
It needs to be a cute CGI character.
I'm okay as long as they include Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes.
So she wants to play. She wants to play a character.
Yeah, she wants to play the what's her name? teacher from Love Chopper's teacher, the medic.
The old grandma.
She wants to play that. Name. She loves One Piece and she wants to play that character.
I'd be fine with that actually. I'd be fine with it. Jamie Lee Curtis wants to play her, that's fine.
I'll be happy if they do it.
Yeah, she'd be pretty badass for that role actually.
They asked her about this, but she was like, no, because they haven't actually released the One Piece.
Hey, throw her name out there. If we get a petition, I'll sign it.
I'll be cool.
I'll sign it. That's hilarious.
She has already thrown her name out there.
Good.
She said she's a massive fan. She wants to play. what's her name?
I didn't know she's a massive fan.
Yeah, she's a big One Piece fan.
She really is. So she said she would love to be in it, and I would love to see her in the. It would be so good. One more thing I wanted to say I liked was the opening titles in every episode.
Oh yeah, they were different in each
Dr.
episode.
Dr. Curry, huh? That's who it is.
The
title.
Yeah,
it was, where they had each episode character featured and.
Oh, that was cool, huh? Like the art design of the pirates and stuff on the One Piece title.
Yeah, now I'm thinking I'm like, okay, now I need a T-shirt for every single one.
Oh, that's awesome!
And you can see Usopp's nose in there as well too, like his full nose.
Not as big as in the manga or in the anime, but.
Well, let's get to our review.
But yeah, overall score. Sorry, my voice is weird now. I really really liked it. I can see myself watching this again. To me, I gave it a solid 9, which is higher than I thought I was going to give it, but solid 9. What's going next?
I was going in to hate the damn thing. I thought I was going to give a 1 or a 2 out of 10, and that was the best live action anime I've ever seen. I was glad to be wrong. I'd give it a solid 9.5. Yuna actually gave it a 9.8. She gave it higher than me. I give it a 9.5. That was incredible. I agree with Rotten Tomatoes score.
That's a first.
For the user reviews.
Oh, that's not a first. Heather, how about you?
I gave it a 9.8 as well. Like I said, the one thing for me was those wigs. Like, please, please, somebody come in who knows how to handle wigs. That's my only thing. So, yeah, 9.8.
Yeah, perfect. And you, J Pour it out.
Oh, hey. I want to be really strategic. I don't want to think like biases as well, but I think I'll just give it a 9. I think there's a lot of room for improvement, and there's a lot of things that we haven't seen yet. There's a lot of great things for sure. Is it a win for One Piece? 100%. Is it the best live adaptation so far? I mean, that's debatable who you ask. A lot of people can say yes. It's able to bring a lot of people that have never seen One Piece before.
That's always a win.
And that's always, like, that's definitely a win for One Piece.
Because Gina was able to tell me, and she understands why I love the show so much after watching it. She's like, I get it now.
It has the actors. It has Oda himself. It has people who actually love this show as well. Put so many heart into this.
It has the heart and soul of One
Piece. Yeah, it has a lot of different things that will make a great live adaptation. I'm still cautious to see what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
Just because of that, I think I will give it a 9 and stick with that for now.
David, I think I talked to your brother. He gave it a 9.7. Nice. So Diego's gave it a 9. Mr. It's a 9.7.
And you watched it in Japanese, right?
No, we watched it in English.
Oh, you did? Oh, I thought you were going to watch it in Japanese.
I had no problem with it in English. Oh,
okay.
It was fine.
Okay.
It was good because I tried previewing an episode in Japanese, and it was kind of bothering me. Not, I mean, I love the voice actors, obviously, but it was taking me too much out of the live action, and I was able to watch it in English to separate it, to understand it was more of a celebration and a new take on it. Mm-hmm. So it was easier for me to watch it in English, where Japanese was trying to push me to the anime. It was disconnecting me in a weird way, so I had to stop watching it.
Because I watched it in English. I also watched it in Japanese. The thing that I liked about the Japanese is when they call their attacks, it's like...
It works. When it works. Gomu gomu no.
Right, yeah. Right. I also did watch it in Spanish. Oh, and the reason why is because Iñaki, he speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
And he dubbed his own voice as well. And I think Usopp and... And Iñaki, they also did their Spanish voice actors.
Oh, wow.
So that was really cool. But the thing that disconnected me on the Spanish dub was the voice for Sanji.
It's like some
Argentinian dude, and he didn't.
Because you're going from French to that. Yeah,
yeah,
it's weird.
It was weird.
So which version did you like Japanese or English better, by the way, on that? For being in a live action like that?
I think, like I mentioned, I always willing to give opportunity when it comes to dubbing and all that kind of stuff.
This isn't dubbing.
Live action, not anime.
So live action in English, it makes a lot of sense because that's the language that was said. Everything was written as well. The emotions of the characters is in there.
Yeah.
Japanese, I see your point when it comes to disconnecting the sense, but I did enjoy it quite a bit as well.
Sure.
Spanish will kind of push it aside. I like the voice for the most part, but Sanji is the one that I want to just don't talk.
Yeah.
But I think they all play good on par for sure.
Sure. Okay.
Alrighty. Perfect. Well, that was a long episode. But thanks, guys, for listening. Thanks, Shark King, for all of your insights on One Piece.
I got you.
It was great. So
I'm glad you guys liked it.
Yeah.
I obviously didn't want it to fail. I know a lot of people were skeptical about it. I just wanted...
Yeah, because
I'm glad
action.
You guys enjoyed it.
It's
yeah.
a live action.
I mean, I was going to hate it. I was not
But it sound... I don't... plan on watching it, and I could still side with hosts. I just think it just seems weird to me. I don't think it would come out well, and I'm not a fan of the original manga or anime, so that I probably won't watch it. But
I'm kind of curious if you end up watching it, because my wife, she knows about it. She doesn't remember the first arc, and she really enjoyed this.
Well, she has no idea. She hasn't even watched anime.
So I think that's when it comes to like a win. If people have never heard of One Piece, able to watch this, her manga or anime, and enjoy this, I think is definitely...
Gave it a 9.8, and she knows nothing about anime
Shark King,
in general.
I won't push you to watch it.
Thank you. Yeah, that's why you're my friend.
Yeah.
Also...
By the way, Diego...
one more thing. I'm kind of disappointed because I can't show my kids for a while. I just think they'd be a little traumatized by people getting sliced in half.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Zoro killed a guy.
As soon as that happened, I was like, aw, dang it. Like... Kara and Grayson love One Piece.
And Sanji flipping people off.
Absolutely love it. But I can't show them this.
And Zoro's F word.
And the butt.
Not oh, that was cool. Already.
That was cool.
And Helmeppo's butt.
She got some point, though, for kids. It does kind of push into that PG-13 adult PG-14 adult almost. Situations. Yes. No, not that. Yeah. But one thing that's really good is Oda put his foot down. He says, if you make this, there's no love interaction between the crew. It's not a love story. Do not include that.
He had some rules. Agreed.
Yeah, he had master rules. He says, Netflix, you will give not turn this into any love story.
Show me the fruits. Don't show me any romance.
Yeah, that was a big
I don't know. Kaya and Usopp kind of had
He said members, no love members between the crew. There's no Nami and Robin falling in love. None of that crap. Oda has his foot down because it's not ever supposed to be like that.
Unless he wants to.
Yeah, but Boa. I'm glad that Oda said that because Netflix will just woke it up. They don't want that. Just keep it original.
What about Boa?
Boa's right. fine. Okay. But she's not part of the crew.
Don't let your kids watch it until you've previewed.
Yeah.
That's my thought. Don't let your kids watch it until you've seen it. Yeah, we were up until 3-something in the morning watching the first episode.
Watch it with my 2-year-old. He's fine.
I stayed up and watched it.
You're a bad parent.
He doesn't remember. Go ahead.
Anyway, all right.
Underestimate the memory of your child.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening. Remember, you can listen to this episode on Podomatic.com, also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Basically, any way you listen to the podcast. Huh? What did you say, Heather?
I don't think that was for us.
Okay. Anyway.
Sorry.
I thought I heard something. But anyway, you can listen to those podcasts there. You can watch us. You can follow us on our social media accounts on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Chibino Podcast, capital C, capital N, capital P. You can watch us on Twitch doing our Soul Link and other games at Chibino Podcast. We either Tuesday, Wednesdays, or Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're in Kanto right now for our Soul Silver Soul Link. Hopefully, we don't die. We had some close ones this last time, but hopefully we will finish that. And again, on YouTube, Chibino Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you guys next time. This is David the Smash Fan.
How's your tech guy?
Heather?
Hey. That was Heather.
And Shark King.
And this is Chibino Podcast.